Good morning and welcome to the Community Connection. I am joined today by Myrna Youngblood and Julie Bryant from Frontier Community College. Welcome, ladies.
Good to be here. Yes, it is.
When you shake your head, Myrna, they can't tell.
Okay.
They don't understand.
Thanks for having us. I appreciate that.
Well, you're welcome. Are you used to being in the Learning Resource Center, so you have to be quiet, right?
Right. It is a very quiet environment.
This is the opposite of that.
Okay, so I can be noisy.
Huh? Yeah, you can be noisy. You can raise the roof if you like. Okay,
the most dynamic show.
what are we doing today? What are we talking about today?
We're talking about the second annual escape room that the LRC is putting on.
Okay.
It is...
The second annual?
Yes, second annual.
You did it last year.
We did.
And it was that big of a hit.
Oh, it was. It was a big hit, yes.
Is it bigger hit than the painting with...
Bob Ross?
Bob Ross, yeah.
They might be running, yeah, neck and neck. Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, all right. So how many teams did you have participate last year?
We had 13 different teams last year.
13 different teams, okay. And was there a winner crowned?
Well, actually there was, and it was one of our student groups, Linda Monge's class.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Got out in like 16 minutes, I believe.
Okay, all right. 16 minutes. Mm-hmm. Okay. We will talk about the escape room coming to the Learning Resource Center in just a few moments with Myrna Youngblood and Julie Bryant. And we'll be back in just a moment here on the Community Connection.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
Here's what happens when you get wiser. Your life gets better because you quit doing stupid stuff. I have figured out the less stupid stuff I have, the better life I have. You know, that's fairly simple, isn't it? You kind of get back what you put out. You reap what you sow. If you plant corn, corn grows. If you plant stupid, you grow broken, desperate. You know, you're going to get a crop of something in your life. What's your crop going to look like? Dave Ramsey here. We talk common sense for your dollars and cents. Weekdays at 4 on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
Welcome back to the Community Connection. I'm Tom Levine. In the studio with me today, I have Julie Bryant and Myrna Youngblood from Frontier Community College, and the LRC is having an escape room again. Julie, when is it?
It will start where you can make reservations beginning Monday, March 18th, and the last date for reservations is Friday, March 29th. So we have day and evening reservations available, and it's through the week, so Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So... you make a reservation on the 18th, you can go on the 18th, or?
The reservations are open now, so you could call today and make a reservation.
Okay.
There's times available for the 18th, but yes, reservations are ongoing, so you can sign up last minute if there's time slots available.
Okay, so you can sign up now to get in on the 18th.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so tell me, Myrna, what is the escape room like this year?
We are doing a secret agent theme this year.
Secret agent theme,
yes.
Okay.
Where last year there were several locks that needed to be unlocked, this year we have a lot of codes that need to be cracked.
Ooh, okay.
Yes.
All right. And who put this together?
Well, it's the instruction team and the LRC staff.
Okay.
With a lot of help from Terry Kurt, our technician, our IT technician.
Right.
I feel like with his addition, we have upped it. I'm pretty impressed with some of the things that we're doing.
Okay. So you sign up to go in to the escape room.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You're locked in.
Not actually locked in. That scares some people, so the door is not locked.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you can just walk out and go.
Right, exactly.
I'm here. I done it.
You survived.
Yes. Last year it was in the nursing classroom, which it was kind of a bigger room, and there were there were some openings and just lots of room to move around. And
okay.
So this year it's in the conference room inside the LRC. So it's a little bit smaller, which I think kind of adds to the kind of the time sensitive. You've got 60 minutes to get out and you're in a crunch. You're in this small room and you got to get out.
Okay. Right. You have 60 minutes.
60 minutes this time, yes. No. But because it's a small room and because of the makeup of the game, we are limiting it to 6 people at a time. Otherwise, you'll have several people standing around with nothing to do. And we want everybody to be active.
All right. So your team can consist of 6 people.
Mm-hmm.
And you have 60 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And you make a reservation now by calling the Learning Resource Center.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay. What was the overall impression of the escape room last year? Is this the same escape room as last year?
No. Last year was a spring break theme.
Oh, okay.
We did not have one complaint. Actually, we had one student who did not want to participate with her class. And when she came out, she said that was the most fun. I had a lady come up to me a week or two afterwards who had participated and said, "I'm so glad you did that. That was a blast."
So, oh, okay.
So all positive. Mm-hmm. It was 80% escape results. So 80% of those teams, you know, were able to get out in the time limit.
Okay, some people didn't get out in the time limit.
That's right.
So what happens to them then?
Well, depending on how we were scheduled, we might let them go on until they were able to get out. But if we had another group
coming in,
we had to cut them off. So that was always disappointing. But even the ones who didn't get out said that it was fun.
So you have like an air horn that blows at the end of time?
Last year we had an iPad that ran a timer for them. Yes.
Oh, okay.
This year it's built into the plan itself. So,
ooh,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Going fancy.
We are. It's a step up.
So, Julie, do you know the details of this?
I haven't done the trial run or anything, but actually last week, so before you do the escape room, you'll watch a video that kind of explains the whole gist of the theme and what you're trying to do and the whole background of the story. And so with Terry Kurt helping us with that, he was able to kind of create this secret agent background, and I recorded the opening for the escape room. So I've made some contribution to this.
Okay. All right. All right, so you are going to do the trial run, though.
Yes, I think we're doing a trial run. It'll be
Friday.
And we're doing it,
Friday.
Yes.
Because it opens up Monday, and it has to work.
Right, yeah.
Exactly.
Right on Monday.
Yes.
We're inviting, I think Myrna sent an email out inviting people on campus to come try it out on Friday, and they can get their groups together. Mm-hmm. Like she said, six or less. So we're having some people go through and see what their experience is, and there might be some last-minute recommendations they have.
Okay. And how much does it cost?
There is nothing. No fee.
There's no fee.
No, you can't beat that.
Come get yourself locked
in a room for free.
See, if you go to Evansville, they have escape rooms, and they're about, I think, $30 a person.
Yes, uh-huh.
So
$30
this is free.
A person?
Yes.
And we did have someone comment last year that our escape room last year was right up with some of the escape rooms that they had visited in surrounding areas.
Okay, even though they weren't locked in.
Exactly. And you're not really locked in at the true escape rooms mm-hmm. where you pay money.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Don't want people feeling claustrophobic.
You're just dashing all my hope. Okay. All right. The escape room is coming to Frontier Community College's Learning Resource Center. You can start signing up now. And the trial run is today. But you can sign up starting Monday, the 18th. And you can do the escape room at the Learning Resource Center of Frontier Community College up until the 29th. Mm-hmm. So get your group of six together now. It is free.
Hi, I'm Danny Lipford from Today's Homeowner. Need to up your home improvement game? We can help. Whether you're aiming to impress someone special with your handy skills, tackle neglected repairs, or add value to your home, we've got your weekly dose of expert advice, tips, and hacks for taming your to-do list. And we'll have a little fun along the way. Your home will be the one that's talked about for all the right reasons. And it all starts right here. Saturday mornings at 9 on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Myrna Youngblood and Julie Bryant from Frontier Community College about the escape room coming to the Learning Resource Center starting Monday, March the 18th through the 29th. So when people call the college, do they just ask for you or did they ask for the Learning Resource Center, Myrna, or what?
Either one. Yeah, they could ask for me. My extension is 4510 or the library's is 4508, and that's 842-3711.
Okay. And and again, it costs zero.
Zero.
For an hour, maybe, of fun.
Yes. Exactly, yes.
So will you let people take it again? Because they've kind of, if they go through it once.
You wouldn't have the same experience because it's all, I mean, once you know part of it.
Right.
Yeah, you could run through it pretty fast, probably. So
okay.
It's probably a one-time run.
A one-time Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. What changes are there to, because last year was the time limit a half hour, right?
Yes. It was, yes.
Okay.
So last year the theme was
twice as hard.
Yes. It was spring break escape, and the whole point of the escape room was you're stuck in the classroom, spring break has started, you have to get out and find the plane ticket to get out of spring break. So for that week. And so with that room we had all kinds of locks and codes. You might have to sort through a book to find a certain code. There was things in boxes, you had to unlock that box to get a code. So it's kind of just like this path to find the ultimate. It was like a box that had the plane tickets in it, I believe. And so we had a lot of people that were successful. And so this year, like Myrna said, it's just a little different. It's more cracking the codes than finding different locks and keys. Okay. So Myrna has a little bit of a background that she's going to read. It kind of gives you an idea of what to expect for the theme of this year's
Tell
escape
me what
room.
To expect.
So this is a mystery secret agent kind of thing. So you are going to save the world from President Zoran. And he is from the country of Zakistan. So if you're caught, though, your government will deny any involvement, and you know what happens to traitors in Zakistan. So it's quite dangerous. You will want to get out.
Okay.
Yes, exactly. We need background music.
All right. So how did this come to be? Did the learning resources team put this together, come up with all the ideas for clues, or what?
No, this one, we've had some help on this one. Again, I think that's probably raised the bar on what we're looking for.
Okay.
So there will be more things to discover, maybe, or codes to crack than there were in the other one. Mm-hmm. I will say that the instruction team, or a partial group of them, went through this a week or two ago, and we were not successful. So we have already made some adjustments.
So you're saying it's easier?
Just, we made a step or two to point you in the right direction, that we felt like we did not know the right direction.
Okay.
So
we want to see some teams succeed, because I've been in escape rooms where the success rate is about 5%.
And right.
So when you know that going in, it's really difficult, and it's a lot more fun when you're able to get out, obviously.
Right.
So.
And we don't want everybody to leave frustrated. We want them to leave telling us what a great time they have. This is so good for team building.
Right.
That's what I was going to say. The groups we had last year, it was a wide variety. We had, I believe, First Baptist Church, their group of helpers for maybe their after-school program or something. They came for a team-building exercise. Our softball team, they split into two groups and did it. Different classes, they used it as kind of a fun class activity.
Okay.
So we had several classes participate.
We had a group from Edwardsville. Edwards County High School come. The band group came.
Oh, okay.
So. And we had some buildings, when we were testing it out, we had different buildings participate. And it was almost like a competition to see which building could be the most successful. So it is a great team building exercise if you're in a business and you're looking for something for your coworkers to do. And we have reservations, like I said, day and evening. So anytime between 8 a.m. and 6:30, we have time slots open.
Okay.
So if you're not able to come until after your office is closed, we do have reservations in the evening.
Okay. And I know last year we were able to be flexible. Depending on how tight we get booked, that can be, you know, we can adjust things if need be.
Okay. So did you... here's my question. Did you purchase the escape room plans from someplace, or is this all come up at Frontier?
No, we did purchase them from somewhere.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. All right. That's what I was wondering.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So now you've got all the clues, and Terry, the computer genius at Frontier, has added his input to it to make it harder, right? What do you think is the best part of the escape room, running the escape room from last year?
Oh my goodness. It is, to me, it's an educational experience to watch how different groups handle it differently.
Okay.
It was just an eye opener. I actually asked one of our psychology classes if they wanted to come watch a couple of groups, just because, you know, there weren't any two groups that did it the same.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I mean, it's that's just great to see how the mind works and how teams go together and make things work.
Okay, so are you in the room with them, watching them?
Last year we had the window between the library and the 105 room.
Right.
This year they're going to be in the conference room, and thanks to Terry, we're going to have a camera set up so that we can watch them and can converse with them.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right. So you'll be on camera all the time.
No,
well,
they will be.
The participants will.
Yes.
The participants will.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
And last year we used baby monitors to communicate with them. So it was kind of funny, like every group they had one person that was kind of the monitor manager.
Right,
so they were the spokesperson for the group. And it was just, it was, like I said, it's great team building because they work together and they all decide, are we going to ask for a clue? And it's funny, everybody kind of takes a different role. Some people are really good with the locks. Others are good at just searching around the room.
Right.
And so, yeah, it's a great activity.
Okay. We are talking about the escape room coming to the Learning Resource Center at Frontier Community College. It opens up Monday, March 18th, runs through the 29th. It is open from 8 to 6:30, and you get an hour to escape the room, right?
Exactly.
And we will be back in just a few moments talking to Myrna Youngblood and Julie Bryant in just a moment.
It's here. The Big Deal Store is online and waiting for you to shop and buy gift certificates for local businesses. Go to our station's website, WFIWradio.com, and click on the Big Deals. Here you'll find dozens of gift certificates for places like La Fuente, Vopple's Home Furnishings, Murphy's Pet Grooming and Boarding, and Jackie's Lunchbox. You can shop 24 hours a day and save tons of money in the process. But you better hurry. You never know how long each deal will last.
We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Julie Bryant and Myrna Youngblood from Frontier Community College. We're talking about the escape room coming to the Learning Resource Center at Frontier Community College. It is free, and you can make appointments by calling the college and asking for the Learning Resource Center or Myrna Youngblood, and you get an hour to escape the room, and appointments start at 8, right?
Yes.
And then last until 6:30. So you have until 7:30 to get out?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have until 5:30 to make an appointment. You have until 6:30 to make an appointment.
Right.
So why in the world did Frontier decide to, the Learning Resource Center, decide to have an escape room?
For me, I think learning is a part of, and especially your college life, is a part of the activities that go on at the campus. So
right.
We try to incorporate a variety of things in the library that will draw students in and give them something to do when they're not in classes. And so this was just one idea. I knew escape rooms were very popular. And last year was a lot of work because we built that from the ground up. So that's one reason we went a different route this time.
Okay.
But it's to enhance the student life for our students, but we also want the community to be a part of it as well.
Okay, so how many student groups participated last year?
I mean, we had 13 total groups. I would say over half of them were student groups.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. So half of them were people from the community coming in to
exactly
to escape.
Yes.
Yes.
So what is how does the escape room enhance the student life? I mean,
well, it all kind of ties into the greater mission of trying to strengthen our student life on campus as well as in the community. And so, especially in the last year, we have really worked on expanding our community ed offerings, and it's been drawing in current students as well as people of all ages from Fairfield and even outlying areas. I'm sure you remember we promoted a barn quilt painting class.
That's right.
Which we'd never had before, and that filled up really quickly. We had 20 people in that class.
You had
and
to have
it
two.
Brought yes, yeah.
Just like
we're
Bob
having
Ross.
Our second
exactly.
one, yes, on Saturday. And so that one, it drew people from Crossville and Harrisburg and Albion, not just Fairfield. So the goal is to get people coming to our campus and just participating in fun activities, learning new skills. So the escape room is something fun that we're offering to everybody. But we also have classes coming up.
Oh, yeah.
So we've promoted the barn quilt, of course, but we have upcoming classes include an Easter cupcakes class. So that is on April 1st, and there's still seats open for that one. So Heather Nelson, she's teaching our cupcake class that we did back in Christmas, and now she's doing a cake decorating class. So she's doing Easter cupcakes. You can come to that for a couple hours, and she's teaching like 5 or 6 different decorating methods for spring and Easter.
Now, are you baking the cupcakes again?
I haven't asked her yet. I didn't know if she was needing help. She's grown a lot since she's been here. Okay. So she's doing a lot of things on her own now. She's doing a great job. So that one is on Monday, April 1st from 6 to 8 p.m. And the cost of that class is, I believe, it's $15.
Okay.
So for that class, you can call and talk about getting registered, and we'll get that taken care of.
But then you get all the tools that you need to decorate the cupcakes when you go
home.
Yes,
we do have decorating bags and decorating tips, and you get to take some of those home. We just ask that you bring a container for the cupcakes that you can take them home so they don't spill all over in your car.
Yeah, you don't want frosting all
over
the car.
Yes, you want to get those
seats
home so you can enjoy them later.
Okay.
So that is one class coming up, and then we also have a jelly making class. That is the following Monday, April 8th, and that's from 6 to 8 p.m. in Bob Boyle's Hall. And we're teaching people how to make jelly using fruit juice. But the goal is to teach people that before summer when all the fruits are in harvest.
Okay.
So you can pick your favorite flavor
you
of juice.
You can start with strawberries, which come
yes,
on first.
And yes, then... and that's what we're hoping with after this jelly class, that we can do a jam making and learn how to cook, how to make jelly with strawberries or blackberries. So some of those summer fruits.
Okay. So so Myrna, we talked about Bob Ross again. Are you struggling with that one? Are you trying to get the Bob Ross official painter back? Because it was a big class.
It was a big class, and it was a huge success, and we've had requests for it, but due to the instructor and the
They have to have the time open.
Right. Yeah. I don't foresee that it will come back probably to Frontier. We do have the other painting classes, though, that we're offering that Cheryl Harrell is teaching.
Right.
And they're very similar. You come in, she provides all of the equipment that you need and walks you through the steps to paint a picture. I participated in a snow picture with an evergreen. And she's got one coming up. I don't know the exact date of it, but it looks like it's like pansies they're painting.
That is going to be, it's going to be mid-April, so that one's coming up. And it's a canvas party. Yeah, it's a really pretty daisy that she's going to do. Like Myrna was saying, all the supplies are included. You just bring yourself, bring a friend. You can bring a snack or whatever you like, and she's going to walk you step-by-step through that one.
Okay.
And the cost for that one is $35, and again, all the supplies are included. So you'll take home that canvas at the end of the night.
Okay, but the escape room is free.
Yes,
that's right.
Free.
All right, and it is from, you can make an appointment from March 18th to March 29th, anytime between 8 and 6:30.
That's
you have
correct.
An hour to escape.
An hour to escape.
15 minutes is the record last time.
And with a 30-minute time.
30-minute time. So,
right.
So, half,
yeah,
so,
let's,
so you're
let's
thinking
try
the math
minutes.
Class is going to be 30 minutes?
Right. We'll see if anybody can do it in 30 minutes.
Okay.
I will be surprised.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. It's the escape room at Frontier Community College at the Learning Resource Center. Ladies, thanks for coming out.
Thank you for having us.
All right. That's going to do it for Community Connection for today.